right. It's time to jump the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through this sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 19th of January. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the 1419, the city of Rouen and its population of some 70,000 surrendered to King Henry V of England, completing his reconquest of the region of Normandy as part of the Hundred Years' War. It's noted that Rouen did not go quietly. Commander Alain Blocard hung English prisoners from the walls of the city, for which he was executed, and the canon and vicar general of Rouen, Robert de Livet, became heroes for excommunicating the English king. King of France Charles VII recaptured the town in 1449 after 30 years of English occupation. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. January 19th in 1607, San Augustine Church in Manila was officially completed. It is the oldest church still standing in the Philippines. 1788, the second group of ships that formed part of the first fleet arrived at Botany Bay after some 250 days at sea. 1883, the first electric lighting system employing overhead wires built by one Thomas Edison began service in Roselle, New Jersey. 19th of January in 1915, as part of World War I, German Zeppelins bombed the towns of Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn in the United Kingdom, killing at least 20 people in what was the first major aerial bombardment of a civilian target. Unfortunately, as we well know, not the last. Soviet forces liberated the Lodz Ghetto that had been established by Nazi Germany forces for Polish Jews and Roma people, liberated it on this day in 1945. Of more than 200,000 inhabitants in 1940, less than 900 survived the Nazi occupation. In somewhat lighter news, in 1953, a huge moment in television history, almost 72% of all television sets in the United States were tuned in to I Love Lucy to watch Lucy give birth. 1975, 2JJ, the predecessor of radio station what we know today as Triple J, commenced broadcasting right here in Sydney. 1981, the United States and Iranian officials signed an agreement to release 52 American hostages after 14 months of captivity in what is known as the Iran hostage crisis. The Apple Lisa, the first commercial personal computer from Apple to have a graphical user interface and computer mouse, was announced on January 19th in 1983. And finally, not so long ago in 2006, former leader of the Australian Labor Party and media commentator Mark Latham was charged with common assault, malicious damage and stealing from a person after an altercation with a News Limited reporter. These dangerous criminals still out on the streets, I don't know, makes one worried to go out at night, going to the restaurants and the like. This morning, Confederate Army commander during the American Civil War, Robert E. Lee, was born on this day in 1807. Master of Gothic horror, Edgar Allan Poe, was born 1809 on January 19th. Famous painter Thomas Kincaid was born on this day in 1958. And Katie Segal, Peg Bundy, is 64 this morning. Happy birthday, Katie. Got some famous musos for us as well. Singer Robert Palmer was born on January 19th in 1949. Country superstar Dolly Parton is 72. Dewey Bunnell of folk rock band America is 66 this morning. Happy birthday, Dewey. We were hearing America's probably most famous track, Horse With No Name, but we are going out on someone different today. Couple of other birthdays, drummer Desi Arnaz Jr., the son of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, is 65. Cameron Adler of Tonight Alive is 27, but couldn't go past a chance to play you out on this one this morning.
good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah.
Going out to Janis Joplin, born on January 19th in 1943. She was an icon of the 1960s and the psychedelic rock movement. If you ask me, one of the greatest voices of all time. Got a voice like sex melting on a hot skillet. She released three albums before dying at the age of only 27, a member of the infamous 27 Club. We're going out on one of my personal favorites, although it's actually from her fourth album, Pearl, which wasn't released until after her death. Janis Joplin, Me and Bobby McGee. Taking us out on This Day in History for 2SER 107.3.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. Good enough for me and my Bobby. Come on.